Gedvach. We're Milo Siv Ches. No, last week was a hard week, a hard shiur. Just make a sikkum, 1 minute sikkum, just what to take out of, and we'll try to finish the simon tonight, Mir Tashem, is that if somebody helps a ganav steal, and he's number two, he's the getaway car or whatever, he helps Reuven steal. So if Reuven could have completed the Gneva by himself, he already made the Maisa Kinyan, and he could have taken it away and gone by himself without the second party, then the second party is not a din of a ganav. Whereas if Reuven needed the second party to help him steal, so even though Reuven already did a Maisa Kinyan on it, but the second guy will have a Shem Ganav on it because he also carried through with the Gneva. It's like Zeno Yochav, Zeno Yochav. That's one Nekuda. That means in that B'chai Gavna, both of them are considered Ganavim. That's one Chiddush that came out last week. And the second Chiddush, which is a major Chiddush, is that forget about Dine Gneva, the second person, the second he got the item, Reuven the Ganav throws it out the window, Shimon standing on the bottom catches the Gneva and runs with it. The second he catches that item, he's now chayv by Shavas Aveda. Da'almi hocha hilchas Gneva, forget it, even if he's not a Ganav, but he's chayv in HaShavas Aveda, and if he doesn't return it back to the Bailim, then, and let's say he returns it back to Reuven the Ganav, he'll be chayv midin HaShavas Aveda. So at the end of the day, he's going to be chayv anyway. Shaila just says midin Gneva midin HaShavas Aveda. The nafkamina is that certain times you put on if you have a hefsid, and if you're choishish that the ganav is going to take revenge against you for giving back his stolen chefetz to the bailim, so then you'd be patal din hashavas aveda. But if you would have been chayv atz gneva, then avad you're going to be chayv no matter what, even if you stand to have a hefsid. But if your only chiv would be mitam hashavas aveda, then if you stand to lose, you'd be patal din hashavas aveda. Which is a stamazai big chiddush in Hashavas Aveda, because you had no intention to return. You adarab, you had intention to help the ganav run away with the item. So you really, your intention is to steal. And yet we see that automatically you are chayv bedin Hashavas Aveda against your wishes. Tough luck. Even if you don't want to return it, actually you want to steal. That's what came out of last week. It was a hard week. We went through different shittas. But where we are now is we're in the middle of Siv Ches in the Ramah. And I guess let's start the Ramah from the beginning. We'll just go over the beginning a little quicker. V'chein, im hitmin haganav agneva. The ganav stole it and deposited it somewhere. V'hotzik lotzis mineir. He had to flee from the city because everyone knew he was the ganav. Ad she'enu yochel lavriach agneva. He has no way to come back into the city to be able to, Amber Alert, he has no way to get in to be able to take out the stuff. So what does he do? V'sholach achakach ish acher, ish echod, he sends somebody else as a shliach, go inside over there, that's where I hid the gneva, lohavi lo hagneva, b'chagavna hashliach chayv l'shalim as well. Why? Dehu ikar haganav, he's considered the ikar haganav me'acher sheyodashu gneva. Since he knows that it was a dova ganav, since he knows, so the big Melo, he is also party to the Gneva. He's also a Ganav. He's also going to be Chayvatz Gneva. Now, granted, the Mordechai we discussed last week, Avada, he's Chayvatz Hashavas Aveda too. But besides Hashavas Aveda, he's Chayv Al Zdine Gneva as well, because the first Ganav could no longer take the Chayvatz out of the city. He wasn't Shaykh, so it's Zeino Yochav, Zeino Yochav, so both of them are Chayv, both of them are Ganovim. I mentioned last week a nafkamina why we need to have a chiv gneva on top of a chiv hashavas aveda. Just a suggestion is a chiv hashavas aveda you only chayv at the time that it gets lost, medine shaimrim, whereas a chiv gneva you chayv the second you steal. So if the shliach picked it up, it was worth 10, and by the time he brought it back to the ganav and gave it to the ganav, it was only worth 9, medine hashavas aveda you'd only be chayv at 9. He returned it to the wrong person. He should have returned it to the bailam. But medine gneva, since when he picked it up, it was worth 10, at that time he's going to be chayv for 10. But you can have both chivim playing over here. That's this halacha.
Why isn't that the kushi yisur? Why have to come on to a new reason because of the nafkamina? There is a chivim, it's a mitzvah.
And what's the chiddush to tell you that he's chayv al tzaganav? Say it's he's chayv al tzashavas aveda.
Whatever it is.
No, tell me he's chayv al tzashavas aveda. Right now he'd be chayv al tzashavas aveda.
Two things.
Right, so what do you need the second thing for? We all know it's a lav, Avadi has to do tshuva. You mean that's the issa shavai?
Yeah.
But it sounds like you also need it for the chayuvim. I give you another nafkamina. What happens if when he picked it up from he got it from the hideout and he was bringing it out of the city and it got lost in the way? It was nenas. He tripped, I don't know, it was nenas. So again, he'd be potals oinsin. Vaschiv gneva, he'd be chayv, because the second he picks up, he's chayv and gneva. It could be much less another a number of nafkaminas. But batim, he's chayv for both. Now there's a diak here that the goyin makes in Chsif Katan Chavzayin. Why do you have to do ma'achesh yada shu gneva? Why does it have to be only once he knew it was stolen? That the shliach knew it was a stolen goods, memel, he's also a ganav. Zok the goyin in Chavzayin. Aval lo yada, if the shliach didn't know that it was stolen, afilu shochu betchila lignoiv, even if he was sent lechatchila to steal, part of a chayv mashaleach, the mashaleach then would be chayv, because here we would say yesh shliach ledvar avera. If the shliach doesn't know, then the mashaleach would be chayv. That's how the goyin touches at the Ramah. We're going to see Miyat Hashem this shaila about later on. The Sma is going to discuss: is there a parsha of yesh shliach ledvar avera when the shliach is a lo yada?
Say it's not a
Maisa Gneva. Without the going. You should say without the going. Why is it not a Maisa Gneva? Why? Because he thinks that he's just bringing. Yeah, that's what I would attain. Lechayra, without the going, you could have touched the Ramah even simply that if he didn't know that it was a Dava Ganav and he thinks that he's just bringing Reuven's item out of the city, and Reuven asks him, did you know when you're going there, just bring it to me, to go on an errand for me. So he doesn't know that he's doing any Hatzor Mershus, he doesn't know he's doing a Maisa Gneva Bechlal. So lechayi shipata, it's like an oinis, which we'll also see Miyat Hashem later tonight. The bichay gavna, the shach says b'chein yam shleim. The bichay gavna, if you don't know, you're not going to be chayiv. So the goyin lechayi could have said that. Maybe he is going with the other because he's touching up the Ramah, like he says in documents. Okay, we'll have to see. But batsim, either way. But the bottom line is that here bichay gavna, since it's zeinu yochav zeinu yochav, they're both agni mechayiv for gneva. So really, you have in a way two ganavim on the same item, and if it's rotz mizeh goyva, rotz mizeh goyva. And we're going to see, I guess let's do it now, and we'll see, it could be like a nafkamina. The ksais, there's a gemara, the ksais and sifkat and dalet brings down, I don't want to go into the whole ksais, it's a geshmak ksais, but I just want to take out nekudas from the ksais. The gemara has a case, the gemara in Bava Metzia, daf chesem and aleph, that shutrim shagonvu, they're both going to be chayiv. Even though normal you would have said ein shliach ledvar aveiro, but if they come into it al shutvis, we have a svara migu de zochel lenafshei zochel lekavrei. Since the ganav is zeichah for himself, with that he's also zeichah lekavrei for the his shutv haganav, and with that they're both are going to be chayiv. And what's the case of shutvim shagonu? And that is a machlokes Rashi and Tosis. So nafkamina la'alacha. Rashi holds the two lines from the bottom. Because of Rashi Zal, ve'elu shutvin shagonvu. What's the case? Ve'echad mitziya mishus habaylim ledaitoi uledaas chaveroi. If someone is mitziya dava agana from the rishus habaylim on his own behalf and behalf of somebody else, aminim bevaba kama. Yeah, the chayoven. If shalu we're in bevaba kama, in ches, in tes. Okay, the chayoven. I can't lashona. But his case is. The Rashi's case, how shutvin shagonu is chayiv, if I tell you, go ahead, steal, you're my shliach, or we're in it together, we're shutvim, and you do the maisa geneva, and now we're automatically both chayiv, we're both considered shutvim shagonu. However, das taisi shom nira chaylik ein shom, shekosu Allah, vein nira. He doesn't like Rashi's right, doesn't betficha good. And he says, Ella, what's the case of shutvim shagonvu? Shehigbiu shtein. They both actually have to lift the item up together. If they do not lift the item up together, aval higbi echad adatei v'da shutvim chaveroi loy, because b'chai gam that we still have the concept of ein shliach ledvar avera. It's only when they both lift it together, that's when both of them become a shutvim shagonvu. So it means, kumtois, that if these type of robbers, if they go and work together and they steal, or the getaway car, whatever it is, and they're sharing the gneva, like Rashi, it would be shutvim shagonvu, and they would both be chayiv. And like Taisa, it's not shutvim shagonvu. The first person who picked up, he's the ganev. And if he could complete the gneva by himself, then he's the only ganev. And if he needs the other one, then maybe, like we had, they'll both be turned into ganev. But it's not going to be a hilchos shutvim shagonvu. The reason I'm stressing that again, shutvim shagonvu, is because the Piskei Teshuva has a whole arikas here. I want to go through the whole arikas. But what happens if you have shutvim shagonvu, and now I'm going after them, Reuven and Shimon did it together, and I could goiva the whole amount from Reuven. Reuven's wealthy, he has what to pay back, but Shimon Nebuch is not. Memeil, I won't be able to collect anything from Shimon. Shutvim shegondu, is it pshat that each one is chayv on the whole amount? Or is it pshat each one's chayv on hif? So if it's shutvim shegondu, I can get half from Reuven, half from Shimon. If I can't get my half from Shimon, then I lose my half. Nothing I can do. I can't take it out on Reuven. Reuven paid me his half that he stole. But on Shimon, I would have to get the half, and if I can't, I can't. Or do we say, Shutin Shaganu, each one is chayv and the whole item together? And it's a shayla, l'moshul, this shayla is also shnaim sheziku. You have two people who are mazik together. Is it pshat I can get each one is chayv the whole amount, or each one is only chayv a half?
Well,
that's makhlek is right. The chachamim and yudim and seir, I think.
Don't want to get into your case where you had the getaway car.
Yeah.
You're saying they're both considered the demise of the both behind.
If they
one killed and one was in the getaway.
Yeah, I don't know if that means that. No. How are you getting that? Shouldn't it mean if you did it? Rashi has only. Let's back up. You mean Rashi's case where I sent someone to steal?
So I
send someone to steal, but we're going to share in the Geneva. I send you to steal, and we'll share. In fact, we have a business. Tonight I steal in the east side of town, you steal in the west side of town, and whatever we steal, we're going to share. So we're sharing the Geneva. So it's Shutvim Shegondu. I don't know how the Herx or Retzich. We're not sharing anything.
The money to shoot the guy.
I don't know. That's dumb. Interesting, because it's very maybe. But Shutvim Shegondu. So the Shaila is, there's a svar to say that Shutvim Shegondu is worse than Shnaim Sheziku. And that is just like Shnaim Shelovu. If you have two people signed on a loan, co-signed on a loan, you can collect the whole amount, it's severally chayv, from each individual. And what's pshat? Because if you live in Tim Tzolam, you want to say that both of them only borrowed half the money, but certainly they have a knot together that they're borrowing this money. So automatically, each one becomes an orev on the other party's half. So I'm chayv my half because I'm a borrower, and I'm chayv on my friend's half because we borrowed together, we have a knot together, so I'm an oriv on his half. So mameli, to be able to collect the whole amount from each one, obviously not twice, but you collect any one you want, you can collect the whole amount, midin loivu on half, and midin oriv on the other half. So could be, the makloik is achrayinim, because I'm soifer, there's a lot of shvusyankas, there's many achrayinim, this goes on and on. The many achrayinim that have what would be here, by shnaim shagonvu, could be each one is tak only a ganav on half, but each one also becomes an orev on his shutiv's half of ganeva. Memeil, I'd be able to collect the whole amount from one ganav. His half for stealing, and the other half because he's an orev.
What's the tzad not like
that? It might have the regular din l'shnaim sheziku where you see it's a shayla over there. That's not. You have to know, is it doima ta'avah? It's a major shayla here. I'd rather not get into it, but okay, fine.
I think the shnaim sheziku view, does it make a difference if it's something that both of them can't carry together, or...
No, okay. Even if it's something that they could carry, but since they did the maisag both together, so they're both kind of the gneva b'vazachas. We're both sharing in this gneva. It's like shnaim sheik biu metzia, shnaim sheik biu gneva. They're both sharing in the maisa kinin bevasachas.
And it could be not for me. Let's say they never had any enough from it. Once it's up in aru, let's say while they're stealing, they're broke.
But they plan. They're coming into it to have enough. I mean, shnaim shelava, let's say they made a bad investment and they didn't have enough.
They got the money.
So here they got the chayfetz.
All they're taking is broke. So
after they did the maisa kinin, but shas maisa kinin, the chayfetz still there. They picked it up. They got it. Now they got it. So now it's the both mignana and the item. All right, fine. Let's move on here. Let's try to finish the sim. There's a lot of raid here in Shliglet Vaver and other things. Let's see. Hamara continues Rama. It's got the shayla. By the way, I should mention that the Achrayim Tum with the Rabbeim Rimoishalad. Why Rashi didn't say like Tosis? Why Tosis didn't say like Rashi? What's the Maila? But we'll leave it, Belina, maybe for a different time. All right, let's see the Rama. Hamar lechavero yulignoif. If I show you where to steal, let's say I know that you're a ganav. I know that you need something. I say, you know, why don't you steal from that? I know they keep their windows open. Go over there and steal. You'll be fine. Oy sholcha yulignoif. You actually send the person as a shliach to steal. Ein a meshaleach chayiv, the meshaleach is not chayiv, why not? The ein shliach ledvar veira. The Mos says that both these cases, whether I marry you where to steal from, or I actually send you, I instruct you to steal, both are part of ein shliach ledvar veira. Now, really, it's two separate cases. So let's focus only on the first case, one at a time. Hamar lechaveroi, the Rama says yepata because ain't shliach ledvar avera. If you look in the shachs, if
shliach is pater, you think the guy does it.
The shliach is chayiv, but me, the mishaleach, I'm going to be pater because ain't shliach ledvar avera. Now look in the shachs of cotton hay. This halacha comes from the Trumas Hadeshan, and he quotes the Daki Moshe, three lines in. Shekasav Daki Moshe v'zel l'shayne, but Trumas Hadeshan kasav Ruvain Hera Laganav Mufursam Machteres Shalevi Lignoif Mitoichoi Ruvain is pata. Why? Tehavi Grama Benizakin. The reason why Ruvain is pata because he's only a Gairim. It's Grama Benizakin. That's what the Trumas Hadeshan says. V'tzarchin frekta Daki Moshe Tehavalav Hachi pata. Forget Grama Benizakin. I'll tell you a new reason why he's pata. Mishum Dein Shliach Ledvar Veira. So really, it's a machloek. The Trumas Hadeshan says this case is pata because it's a groma. And the Daki Moshe is the one that says, no, it's pata for a better reason. It's pata because Ein Shliach Ledvar Avera. And that's why the Rama over here just says Ein Shliach Ledvar Avera the time on both cases. Because he holds it's pata because Ein Shliach Ledvar Avera. What's the nafka mina which time? I mean, we're willing to suggest the pshat is.
Why is the next line in the shaft the nafka mina? Is that a bark eel?
Well, the shaka is now going to answer his kasha. Okay, fine. So you want me to say that? I want a nafka mina and time him. Okay, we'll see what I mean. Okay, the shaka to answer.
What's the question of me? Okay, so we're not Mishliya. The guy has chosen who he can go steal over here.
That's what he said. That was the case. Hamar
lechaveri. Why would he have having the mechayv mausolot shliya?
No, you wouldn't have a tzad mechayv al shliach, but the Rama wants to say the other way, invoke the het of shliach. Just like even if I mamish send you, I send you as a shliach. We say, ain't shliach ledvar avera mampato. So, kosh again, if I'm just mar lechaver, I tell you, oh, there's a great place to steal, certainly I'd be pot out to din of ain't shliach ledvar avera. Why? Because divrei rava, divrei atama, divrei mishayman. You shouldn't have listened to me. You should listen to Rabbi Shalalam.
It has nothing to do with it. When you say it's really pot for,
it's not to do with shliach ledvar avera. It's the lumdis, that you can't hold me accountable for something that somebody else does. It's not me to speak to the shliach. He should have divrei talmid. You can't hold me accountable for that maisa. A grum is I said something in motion and it comes and comes and it's indirect. Chai pot, it's grum, it's chai b'din neshamayim. But this, somebody else did the gneva, not me. So I'm not accountable for other people's actions.
Grama would be chayiv. Would it be chayiv over here?
If grama would be chayiv, would it be chayiv? Light the Trumas Hadeshan, yes, and light the Daki Moshe, no. Because ain't shliach ledvar avera. No, so that's what Daki Moshe is saying, that it's more than just groma. Groma means I was the cause of the hezek, just indirect. I'm not the cause. Yen is the culprit. Go after him. He's the ganef.
Without me, the guy wouldn't have known where to steal.
Correct. He wouldn't have known where to steal. That is true. That is true.
If the grum was chayv, without me, I was the one who gave this person the ability to go.
And you see, and the Daki Moshe holds not like that. Daki Moshe holds that if someone else committed the crime, we invoke the principle of Enshlik Tavaveh. We invoke this lumdis, Divirah, Divirah Talmud. He's the guy you go after, not me. I can't be accountable for someone else.
It doesn't make a difference that this case was with the Ganav Mefursim.
Right, it doesn't make a difference no matter what. No matter what kind of refers to, irrelevant.
So any time, the Kola Tera Kula, any time the Mehezek captures somebody else, you don't have to go on to Patur Grama, say the Patur Grama.
Ancient, that's what the Rama is saying, correct.
A new Chiddush,
right. So the Shach, and everyone tries to give nafkaminis, like you would suggest, to give nafkaminis. Why? We can mostly assume that there is Yesh Shliach Ledvar Avera, and Mamele still need to come on to the Trumas Hadeshan's Patur Otz Grama. Like we'll see in a Bar Chiyuvo, or the guy didn't know about it, or he's a Gan of Mefursim and he's going to steal for sure anyway, so that's why we hold the Yesh. Each one I'm telling you, by the way, is a Makloikis. But all these cases that you will hold, that maybe you hold the Yesh Ledvar Avera, you'll still be Pata because you're a Grama. Right? But I'll give you a more yisoidistic nafka mina, and that is that if the patur is grama, we have a klal grama b'nizak and is pata b'dinei adam, but b'der klal many of them is chayiv b'dinei shemayim. So lechayra loy to Trumas Hadeshan, if I tell somebody where to steal, I will be chayiv b'dinei shemayim. However, if the patur is at ein shliach ledvar avera, and it's not me, go after him, he's the one who did it, then I'll be pata even b'dinei shemayim. Now, I'll be over nisalif na'iva l'sitim mikshol. 100%. You have to know if he needed me, he didn't need me. Chadiv v'dinara, it's a derais, a derabana. And ekanami, I'll be over lif na'iva. Don't do it. Lechachil, you shouldn't do it. But you want to know, chayv b'dinei shemayim. What I mean, chayv b'dinei shemayim, let me say it more Chayiv b'dinei shemayim means that b'dinei shemayim you chayiv to the nignav. Not b'dinei shemayim you have to clap al chet and you did averis and you did something chilul Shabbos. But chayiv b'dinei shemayim is you owe something to this nignav. You are also at fault. Not b'dinei adam. There's no recourse in Bezdin. But b'dinei shemayim you owe this guy money. You did something. You helped a gneva from this guy. And Shuv and Yom Kippur might not help, right? If you hold, you got your chayiv to this money. Now, there is a Ramah. How do I know that Ein Shlich L'Vaveir makes you part of even B'dinei Shemayim? Because there's a Ramah in Simen Lamed Beis, Sif Beis, Ramah Paskins like Taisis, that if I tell somebody, I convince somebody, encourage somebody to become Eidei Sheker, you know, there's a Din Torah going on, please do me a favor, go and testify that Reuven owes Shimon money. It's false Eidus. So it's Eidei Sheker. The Ramah Paskins, Ein Shlich L'Vaveir, and therefore, I'm even part of B'dinei Shemayim. Now, the Shach argues with the Ramah in Lamed, Simen Lamed Beis, but the Ramah paskins, I'm even part of B'dinei Shemayim.
Maybe that's because not
they're
doing a direct
hezek. Why not?
But just being made, it's
well, if he'd be made, he'd be mighty mummy, no?
Yeah, but that's not a Ramah. If you tell the guy to go
steal,
that's...
It's also, you see, the Truman Sajjan says it's a grammar. It's only a grammar. But
he takes the thing.
I didn't take it. The Shliach took it.
So the Shliach is doing the direct damage.
And the Eidim are also direct. They're being mechat. Well, because one more step, Bezin has to baskin. Okay, but it doesn't sound like that's the reason. It sounds like for no other reason, because Ein Shlich L'Dvaveir gives me a patur, even B'dinei Shemayim.
And B'dinei Shemayim, Ein Shlich L'Dvaveir. If you would have been chai B'dinei Shemayim, even if you would have done it, the Eidim would have done it, they're only chai B'dinei Shemayim. So, to turn on that for the Mishaleach is that the Potter...
If the Edom would have done it, they'd be chayv on the Shemayim, they could be chayv even within the Odom. They could be chayv, you know, if Taka, the Almighty... Oh, right, the Gemara will become okay, so you prevent it, because they're not getting the money. Right, so therefore what? What's his...
If they're only chayv din Shemayim,
right.
So the Potter for the Mishaleach would be a din Shemayim to get Potter.
Why is that muchach? If maybe we don't invoke the concept Ein Shlich L'Vaveir for Dinei Shemayim.
Ein Shlich L'Vaveir applies to any aver that it is. Whatever the aver is,
So then I'll say, so even if it's chay b'dinei adam, but in every geneva there's a chay b'dinei Shemayim koshken, right? Means he's the ganav is doing doubly wrong, b'dinei Shemayim and b'dinei adam. So the mishalech should be put on both.
The mishalech is not chay in the chay that they have.
And let's say a regular geneva. You are suggesting a regular geneva, he would be chayv b'dinei Shemayim. Why? The ganav has both chiyuvim, b'dinei adam and b'dinei Shemayim. So the mishalech should be put on both chiyuvim.
There's no hechach.
I know, but what's the svara? Because I take one step up, that's the svara. If adam, I can only go b'dinei Shemayim. But the svara is that the mice is mesiaches to the shliach and not to the mishalech.
I don't know, but if there's only a chiyuv of b'dinei Shemayim to the shliach, then you can't give that chiyuv to the mishalech. You can't.
No, I'll give a different chiyuv. The chiyuv of Lamashal, the Shach, all right.
Unless you hold Yeshlech B'Dvar for a Dinah Shemayim
Dika Avera. You see the Paiskim Machal like that, because the Shach Lamashal over there asks on the Ramah that you see by Ritzicha, if a Mashal, Reuven tells Shimon, go kill somebody, the halacha is that Ein Shlich L'Dvar, so Reuven is part of B'din Yadam, but yet the Gemara in Kedushin says that B'din Zuta, right, B'din Zuka, B'din Rabbi Yekub Benayu, that Beis Hillel holds that B'din Zuta and Mashalech is Chay, B'din Shemayim. And the Shach brings that as a riot negative the Ramah. How can say Ein Shlich L'Dvar? It's part of even B'dinei Shemayim. You see, the Gemara holds at least Chach B'dinei Zuta B'dinei Shemayim, a small B'dinei Shemayim, you're going to have to contend with.
It's a
tarot. I'm saying the Shach is, and everyone gives other truths in Lashon. The Kesa Kachem says a Pshat is that B'dinei Zuta means that Yechai B'dinei Shemayim for the Averu Shabbai, but it's not between you and the Nerag. It's not. He doesn't have a tie, the Nerek doesn't have a tine on you. It's time. You were involved and you aided and embedded a crime. You aided and embedded an Aveira. So, Mamelu, you have a Dini Zuto in Shemayim for the Aveira. You have to clap al Chay. But you had nothing to do with the Nerek. It's like here, you want to save Dini Shemayim, but you have to do Tshuva, maybe you have to do Tshuva for the Aveira. You're involved. But whether you have any Sheikhas to the Nignav, there's no Dini Shemayim between you and the Nignav. You're nobody to the Nignav. The Shlich stole, not you. What's a nafkamina? So now, if we can come out that's what L'chayra Tirmah meant to ask in the transcendent, I have a better patur. My patur is a patur even within the Shemayim. So what would be this Meshaleach, or this Mara we call it, it's not a Meshaleach, this Mara Chaveir, where to steal, and the Ganav runs away with the money, does the Mara now have to make good? Does the Mara now have to run after the Ganav, now they found out that it wasn't a good thing he did, does he now have to run after the Ganav to get the Ganav to return the money? Does he have that chiv or not?
What's
that what? So if he would have a din chiv b'dinei shemayim, so l'chayro, he should try to pay back. He should try to get the ganav to give the chayvitz back. Yes. I have a chiv b'dinei shemayim. No, it's my din chiv b'dinei shemayim. I'm chay b'dinei shemayim on this ganeva. Sorry? Or maybe even we'll go to the next step. Maybe pay for your own pocket. No, not on Seisha. I never got the Chavis. I'm not a Heshev Aveda. But since I played a role in this Geneva to the extent that Bedine Shemayim, I'm considered a Ganef. Bedine Shemayim, I aided and abetted a Ganef. I'm Chai Bedine Shemayim. So that would be Mechai me to try to fix the Geneva that I did or helped do. There's a Chuvis Beis Yaakov in Simin Mem Dalid. He's Taila, this Shaila, whether I'm a Chuv to get the Ganav to give back the Chavitz on this din, whether I'm Chai B'dinei Shemayim or not. If you hold I have a Chiv B'dinei Shemayim, I am a Chuv. If you hold I'm not Chai B'dinei Shemayim, I'm not a Chuv. But then he fears I to Chuva, and he says that Lekuli am Yechai B'dinei Shemayim for a different reason. He says, because Les Mandapolig, you were a Mesis, and you were Masas, the Ganav. Yuzicha did an Aveira for causing the Ganav to steal. But the Ganav, you were Mesis on, you were evil if naive on, you did him wrong, right? He's Gadol Machati Yosef Mimi Shahargoy, right? You did something terrible to this Ganav, you helped him steal. Memela, you chayiv on that. You got to get the Ganav to give back the money, or give back the Gneva, because you were the cause of his Aveira. So I guess what he means to say is you got to undo that Aveira as much as you can. Get him to give back the Gneva and stop being a Ganav, because you chayiv on that, and that's Mela. That's why you have a chiv to get the guy to give it back. Sorry?
Why is it the God of Yudua, which means he's an old steal? You were racist since the
yeah, but he would never gotten to this guy. He would have stole.
He would have found some other way.
Oh, you mean found some other way? I know, maybe today he was stuck. He couldn't, you know, there are too many police ticket, you know, tickers telling you everyone to shut the windows, you know, so he has nowhere to steal now. And you found someone still has a window open.
Then why is it saying God of Yudua?
Oh, God, I love Dafka has to be a Ganav Yudua, Grana. Could be anyone. God says, Herald a Ganav Mefursim. But I hear. Well, that's right, just Urcha de Milsa.
The
In other words, you're not really Mace as a Ganav, because exactly. He's like always looking to steal.
He's always looking to steal, but he doesn't have the opportunity. I'm giving the opportunity.
Hasasa Shabbai is that's what he's making a point. So Ganav Mefursim, there's no Hasasa, I'm always looking to steal. A regular guy, you induce him.
But when a guy is a Ganav Mefursim and he doesn't have a place to steal, he's looking, he doesn't know, and I'm telling him where to go. So I'm also able to lift Neiva. Okay, lift Neiva. Okay, so lift Neiva. I got him to go, Mamela, that's why it should be Chai B'dinei Shemayim. That's what he says.
If a person's chiyav is the chiyav as dini shemas dini shemayim, b'chol am is yachas the ganav's chiyav to give it back.
Correct. You're learning that you have a chiyav dini shemayim. You're talking about the dini shemayim that I caused him to be even aver.
I was grumma.
I mean, the truth is that. So also that's to the nignav. So I caused the gneva to happen. So how do I make a tikkun on that? If the Torah says a formula to tikkun of gneva, tshuva of gneva is to give it back. So the formula b'dinei shemayim on gneva is to get it back.
That would only save the God, save this mishaleach, would save him money. Be'etzim his chiv to pay back the guys for his loss. He's like the insurance company.
Right.
The guy lost money because of him.
Right.
He's an insurance startup. He has to give back the money.
Good.
The fact that the Ganav has it in his hand, and through that he can patter himself, that's a solution for him. It's nothing to do with his chiyah.
Well, I don't know. You see, Lamashal, a Ganav who steals something, the chiyah is still banned. Could he just pay money? No. Yes. The lechatchila de ketshuva is to give back the chayvitz. So if I have a chiv b'dinei shemayim in gneva, that's on that. So I can and I have the ability to get the ganav to give back the chayvitz. So b'dinei shemayim, I got to get the chayvitz back.
Will be like that. So he's a shliach being gneva.
Right, but
if his chiv is only of grama, let's say shemayim is mechuyev, don't even pay the guy for the loss. The fact that the Ganav has a thing has nothing to do with me. I told the guy to go steal something.
I mean, he just caused a hezek, you mean. I hear where you're coming from. I hear. If you learn, it's only out. I hear. The Maiz is it's a Chuvish Shvus Yankiv who goes the next step, which you keep on saying, is Chelek Gimel Kuf Samaches. It's brought down a Piske Chuv in Lamedala Sivkot and Vav, that he says if you're a Maiz is somebody to steal, you're chayv bedinei shemayim. I looked it up, and the way he sounds like you're chayv bedinei shemayim is also the same thing, because you're masa es chavera in your oiva lifnei iva leitzitin mekshal. So lechayra, if it's only odds that, I don't know if I would have a chiv mitzad denigna, but then he fears ice. And therefore, if you want to do tshuva, latzei zidei shemayim, you have to pay the bialim back money. Means, he's not learning that you got to get the chayfets back. He's learning that I caused Reuven to steal, I would convince Reuven to steal. Memela, I have a chiv b'dinei shemayim to pay back the nigna. You have to understand where this chiv b'dinei shemayim comes from. Because, you understand it? Yeah, why?
Because he caused him a loss.
I caused him a loss. No. But he doesn't say the reason why is because I was gurim a loss. He says because I'm chayv din shemayim because I was oivel lifnei iver. So it sounds like the aveira shabai. So if you're learning as the aveira shabai, my chiv bedin shemayim would be is to stop the aveira. So that would be get the ganav to give back the chayfis. But by me paying the bialim.
I wouldn't even help. Lifnei iver is only out the aveira shabai. It's not the money.
Well, every second the ganav is stealing, the nakal yitzchak and siman aleph. Yeah, there's a tshuvas. Yeah. No. The issa is every second. There's a marshal in bizman hazeh. We're not done gneiving gzela, right? But the Ramah brings down from the Mukhi Yosef. Let's say the Ramah goes, but the Ramah brings down from the Mukhi Yosef that if the gneiva is be'en, we are done bizman hazeh. What's pshat? So the Nachal Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak HaKanan explains, because every second there's another issa being committed, so lafrushe misura, we cause him to give it back. And there's a mashmois like that on Tshuvas Noyde B'Yuda as well. I found another raya of Maria Asad, I think also is mashmois like that as well. There's a gneiva, and the issa is constant. So, but to lifnei iver, to fix that would be get him to give it back. So he shouldn't be over Geneva. But why am I paying money to the Bailam? That Lechayv won't help. Oh, unless he holds that when I pay money to the Bailam, I stop the Ghana from being over the Issa because the Bailam were paid. I'm a zakat for the Ghanav to pay, but the Ghanav can't pay money because Kol Zman Chayv it's ben, the Ghanav's not allowed to pay money back. It doesn't help. I don't think. What do you mean? No, I still have a right to go after the chayvus. That's my chayvus. The kind of still has a chayv hashava. So,
and that means every second, even if the guy will pay back, every second what the ganav is using it, because of that other person, he could be
over. Every second he's going to be over Geneva.
So it's not helping anyway.
You have to know what's going on. Shmuz Yankov needs a beer, but at the end of the day, it sounds like that you have to be mishtal and get the ganav give back the chayvitz, or even better yet, you have to pay back the bialim yourself. I just want to bring it down halacha l'maisa. I know it's a stretch, but halacha l'maisa, this unfortunately maisim b'chayim that people encourage, for no better word, I'll say it nicely, encourage other people to go to court instead of going to a bezdin. Now, kidu, we paskin, that if someone goes to court, whatever the judge paskins is lemaila v'lemarid in halacha. And if the judge paskins anything that's not coming to the person, even a shavar pruta where they paskin, anything that's not coming bidin halacha, it's gzeila. So anyone who encourages somebody to go to court and carry through, kol shekein, the lawyer who actually aids and abets and represents him in court, but anyone who encourages someone to go to court, and at the end of the day, gneiva is coming from it, or a lawyer who tells the mara how to win the court case and what to do and where to go after the assets, and we'll track down his assets and do title searches and whatever, anyone involved in the process is being mara l'chaveri where to steal. And it comes out that therefore that Mara would be chayev b'dinei shemayim to pay back, at least get him to give back the chayvitz, or even let the Shvaz Yankiv to actually pay money. You have a chayev b'dinei shemayim to pay back money. So
would
a lot of
her client a guy?
Sorry?
Would that even be okay if the client is a guy?
Yeah, why not? Why not? If it'd be stealing from a yid?
Wait
a minute, stealing from a yid? A guy to another guy has a right to go to court. But a guy to a yid, you can't represent a guy against a yid if he's taking something shalai kedin, that's his.
No, guy against a guy.
Oh, guy against a guy, not a problem, because that bidinayim. No, it's not. It's bidinayim. Whatever the judge passes, that's law. That's the law. So, to say it nicely, that many lawyers, lacha meves, I'm going to find out that they're mamish, you know, in debt. As much as they're making on the lawsuit, they probably owe a lot more, because they take a third, right? But them is they chayv the whole amount. So for every court case that they win, they gain a third, but they lose three thirds. So at the end of the day, they're going to come up with a chesh b'shamayim with a major chiyah b'dini shamayim here.
Is that only for years we go to court to a bezdin? Unfortunately,
not from Jew.
So what? But if he's not, if what he's taking is coming to him shalai kedin, so it's he right, he won't come. So what? So what? But by me helping him,
therefore he's doing away with his right to go to.
No, he's. That's it. We can't stop him from going to court. But for me to aid and abet him, I'm mara. This ganav is a ganav before him. He's going to steal no matter what. But for me to aid and abet him, I'm going
to
be chayiv.
Circumstances where someone can go to court, right? I mean, the people, our situation is where one can go to court.
If he has a het to bezdin,
yes.
If he has a het to bezdin, grada, that could be different grada. It's on the side when we did our case, we discussed that even when you have a het to bezdin, according to many paiskim, even what you win in court cannot be more than what you're entitled to in halakha. Because otherwise it also be din gzeila. All right, we could discuss, really not for now. But at least if the guy is an avayin, he's a frayid, and you can't stop him, that's fine, so you can't stop him. But how are you allowed to go to court? How are you allowed to help him? What you are is a mara l'chaveiro, that's what you are. You have a kind of person, but you're being mara him, how to win, how to get money. Even if you're not the lawyer, you're a person that does a title search for him. Whatever it is, give him ideas. You encourage him to go to court. You're the neighbor. You're schmoozing outside, the chveis, and the mikvah. You want to go to take the guy to court. That one, why don't you go take the guy to court, is now being mechayv, b'din l'shamayim, on anything he wins in court. All right.
According to your
own Ramo,
the
ain't shlech l'daver,
the don't.
Right, but like I said, that even like the Ramo, the ain't shlech l'daver, the Beis Yankiv says that you're still chiv b'din l'shamayim, because you caused the Lifnei Iva and the Shvas Yankiv. There's still ways to get, even though Ein Shlech Dvar Veir might be a Chibadin Neshamayim, Zmachloik is Apoyitzkim. At the end of the day, you're playing with a Chibadin Neshamayim Pashtas. All right. Now the Shach argues, and we said what Moshe wanted to say at the beginning, like, well, it's a kasha, why don't you have the problem of Ein Shlech Dvar Veir? So later on in the Shach, he says, what do you mean? Even if you hold that there's Ein Shlech Dvar Veir, but maybe if you would have been Garmi, like Moshe, which is Garmi, you'd be chayiv. So the Trumas Hadesh has to explain that it's not Garmi, it's only Grama. So it's not, who cares, Angel of Dvavei, but you still have to contend with Garmi, and you have to reduce it down to Grama. But all right, fine. Let's move on. That's the first half of Mara L'chaver. What's the second half? The second half is Shochel Lignoiv, Eina Meshaleh Chayiv, why the Ein Shlich L'dvar Veira? Now, there's a chilik in the case. Mara means I tell you where to steal, and you're doing the stealing, you're doing the keeping, you're doing the eating. I have nothing to do with the chayfetz. Hameshaleach means I send you to steal, I instruct you to steal on my behalf, and pashtis, let's play it out. What's going to happen? You're going to pick up the chayfetz and bring it back to me, right? You're a shliach. And I'm going to end up with the chayfetz. And the Ramovi says, Eina meshaleach chayv, why dein shliach tadvah aveira? So l'chayra, you have to understand what's going on here. If I got the chayfetz, avada going to be chayv. Now I'm the ganav. He started off the ganav, and now it came in my rishos. Now l'chayra, I should be the ganav at this point. And you're going to have to say pashtis, kapachim, we're going to have to go into it, but pashtis you have to say, that we're talking about a case. No, it's a meshalech dum yulamara. It means the shlich stole, but didn't yet bring it to me yet, and at this twilight zone, till he gets it to me, I'm not going to be chayv, because ain't shlich nadvaver. But avada, once I get it, avada now, I'll turn into the ganav. At this point, and now I'll be the chayv.
Nenets before I got to it.
Right, it was nenets before I got to it. L'chayra, or he ate it up, I don't know, whatever, he shouldn't have, but whatever it is. L'chayra, that's what you're going to have to say. And I want to just redduch a little bit more, and that is that even though we had a concept before, that when in Sif, Zion, and Ches, that when the Reuven stole first, and I come along and I'm Misayeh Reuven in the stealing, since Reuven did the whole Maisa Geneva, I'm not a Ganev, but that we explained, the Rosh says, is because I'm not trying to steal myself, I'm Faket, I'm just trying to help the Reuven with his stealing and keep it there. So there's no Shini Rishus, it stayed by Reuven, the Ganev's Rishus, and never left sort of his Rishus. But over here, we hold Ein Shlich Dvar Aveira. So let's play this out. The Shlich picks it up. At that point, he's the Ganav, because Ein Shlich Dvar Aveira. Then he goes, and now it's in his Rishus. Then he goes and gives it to me. So now there's a Nishtana Rishus. It went from Reuven, the Ganav's Rishus, and to me, the Meshaleach. So I should be Ganav number two. L'chera, I should right now be the Ganav. And excellent, excellent. Unless there was Yish in between. Right, that would be enough Gemini. If there'll be Yish in between, the Halach is once a Yish, then you can have another Geneva, and then the Chremi. In that case, the Meshaleach Taka would be Pata.
Right,
if the Yish took place before I got to it, that would be good. Here's the million-dollar kasha. There's a lot here. There's a Rivosh and Simen Reish Samach Vav says like this, HaChoylikim HaGanef, which is like a shutif. I send you to steal, but we're going to share. We'll share what goes on. It's a chalek amount. Or you did the stealing and you're now bringing me in. Let's say initially I wasn't part of the deal and now you're allowing me to enter the shutfis of Gnev after you stole. I'm a chalek amount ganav. I take part of the stolen goods from the ganav. Zak the rivash, I'm not going to be posel le'edis. Even though a ganav is posel le'edis, but a chalek amount ganav, if I share the stolen goods from the ganav, I'm not going to be posel le'edis. And the Ramah brings it down in Simon Lamedalet Sif Zayin, he passes like this, Ravosh, that I'm going to be kosher latest. I'm not possible because I'm not a ganef. And I want to quote over the Lashon HaRavosh. V'loy afilu ha'im l'chaveri tzei u'gnevli. And even if I tell you, go steal for me, I'm sending you on the shlichis. V'holach v'ganev. And he went and he stole. And he had two important words. V'nosan loy. And he even brought it back and gave it back to me, the Meshaleach. Ein ha-Meshaleach mischayev. The Meshaleach is not mischayev. In fact, Allah Achreinim Gewalt, what's going on? I sent you to steal, you brought it, okay, Enshtekta V'Aveira. But now that I got it, I'm the Ganav, I'm Ganav number two, of Avada should be Chayiv. What is the Revolt saying? Revolt saying, I'm Kosher Ladies, I'm Puzzle Ladies, right now I'm a Ganav. A Ganav is Puzzle Ladies, what's going on?
Maybe it's also talking about where he didn't actually receive it.
The Nosan Loy, that's what I said, he adds, and he actually gave it to me, delivered the goods to me, or even his case was achelik amenaganav. He's sharing the stolen goods with me. And yet, nevertheless, the reverse says, I'm kosher ladies, and his lashon is, ein hamashalech mitzchayev. Why? Because anshlik devaveira. Who cares anshlik devaveira? We're past the shalikas. You got it yourself. Right now, you're a ganav. What's going on? There's a concept in Bava Kama, Kufir Aleph HaMebeis, the beginning of the Hagoyz Obarsa says, Am Rav Chisto, that someone who steals, and someone else comes along and eats it, takes it from the first ganif, I can go after either one, go after the first guy, go after the second guy, because they're both chayv, they're both pashtas, they're both gazlonim. Now, it happens to be, I want to go into this just a drop and we'll just have to flesh this out. The Rashba over there says it's not significant the fact that it says you don't need that the second guy actually took it from the first guy, the first guy. Even if the first guy fed it to the second guy, it doesn't make a difference. The second came in b'shus to ganev or shaloi b'shus to ganev. The din is rotem yizeh goyva, rotem yizeh goyva. And both achayiv. That's the Rashba. The Yad Ramah, the Shita brings down the Yad Ramah, argues, and the Yad Ramah says, Ventzach, he says that if you bo'achav ochloi, you stole it from the first ganev, then avada, you're going to be chayiv as well. But if the first guy fed it to you, then he makes a chilek whether you knew it was stolen or not. If you knew it was stolen, so who cares that he gave you rishus to eat it? But you knew it was stolen, so you shouldn't be stealing it. You shouldn't carry through and eat it. So you're also going to be chayiv. But if you didn't know that it was stolen goods, you think he was feeding you from his own food, so you're an oinis on the pashas, what he means to say, you're an oinis on the geneva, so you can't be chayiv for the geneva. And the only thing you'd be chayiv for is the hanah, because you ate it. So he said, for the hanah, I'm not going to be chayiv, because really, I was just eating bayana. The ganav was feeding me. So it's really his, so to speak, his hanah. I'm not doing his shlichas. I'm eating at his table. He's giving me food to eat. So that's not me being, so to speak, nana, it's Yana is being nana, the host is being nana, by serving me the meal. So the meal I'd be pata. But benkach avenkach, I just want to take out, that even later Ramah, I'd only be pata if I don't know that it's stolen goods. But if I know it's stolen goods, even if he gives me rishus to eat it, or boach avachlu, or beachilu b'shus, I'm zichah gen b'chayiv, it's rotem yizegav, and rotem yizegav. So you have a fusha gemara, that both are chayiv. So what in the world is the Rivash saying, that b'chay gavna, I have the item, I sent it to steal, or I'm a chilek. I got the item. No, I'm I'm not mischayev, and I'm even actually no problem. I'm not even posoleidus. I'm a tzaddik. I didn't do anything wrong. What's going on? Is fushuk
marfakan? Because over there, the second one's considered chayev because he's stealing from the first ganav. Over here, he's participating in the original ganav.
So it all should be chayev.
For sure, should be chayev.
So this is $1 million kasha on the Ramah over there. And we're going to have many turuts. I'm going to, hopefully, if I have time, I'll share 5 turuts in Nachrenim. No turuts is great, but we're going to flesh it out. This is like tumult in the yeshiva. This is like spitz yeshiva raid. The first teretz is the Tumim. The Tumim in Siman Lamed Aleph over there, Sifkan Hey, says, Al Kochach, your teretz. So we're going to have to say that that which the reverse said, the Chaylik and Maganev is Potter, is because by the time he was Chaylik and Maganev, the guy was already Miyayish. Since the Bailam were already Miyayish, so right now it's not a problem.
And how do we know?
How do we know? That was the akin to Grad Stam Gneva. Anyways, these Yish Bailam. As long as the Bailam found out that there was Gneva, we assumed that the guy was Miyayish. By the time that got to me, got to the Chilek and the Ganav, you're going to say also by the time it got to the Meshaleach. How do I know that he found out? I don't know. You hear him screaming, putting, getting excited that he called the police. I don't know. You see that he's upset. You know that he found out. Now, the Ksois asks on the Tumim Zekimta that if you look in the Rava, it's not Mashma or in the Ramah, I should say, that we're talking about after Yish. Someone should have said that we're talking about after Yish. It's Mashma across the board, no matter what. Hacholik and Maganev is going to be Kashalei. This is what's going on. Second Teretz is the Goyin. The Goyin over there in Sifkot and Yud says, he's like skirts the whole issue. Avada, you're a Ganev. Avada, yeah, nothing to talk about. But the reason why you're not posulei this is because we have a concept that if you don't know you're doing an Avera, you're not posul. L'moshel, lo sakmud, l'inshi, but lo d'mei mashmalo. So if I pay money and I do lo sakmud, I'm going to be kosulei this because I think lo sakmud is only if I don't pay. So Meila is like that. Someone who's chaylik and maganev, or I have to now say, even if you're mashaleach someone to do gneva, we think that it's the ganev is at fault. I'm an innocent bystander, I'm just benefiting from the gneva, but I'm not the ganev. Meila, since people don't recognize that they're doing an issa by being chaylik and maganev, that's why they're kosher le'edis.
That's because I think I'm not doing anything wrong.
Just I'm not going to be posel edis. That's the going. Well, he thought that it was Yish. That's what the Goyin said. The Goyin says it's like Mashmalu Linchi that Isabakak. He thinks that's not Isabakak. Now, the problem is if you look in the Rivash, I'm not sure if he's only saying this to touch up the Ramah or to answer the Rivash. The Rivash's lashon is that if I send, say, Ugnoivli, Vahalak, Vigana, Vinasaloi, Eina Mishalek, Mischayev. Don't say, Eina Mishalek, Possel Edis. I'm not even Chayev. Like the guy, you answered up Eidus, but you didn't answer up why the Meshalek is not Chayiv. What's going on? You're a Ganav. Third Teretz is a Ktsois. The Ktsois over there in Sifkot and Gimel is Mechadish, and this is Spitz Yeshiva. Everyone runs with this back and forth. Ktsois holds that when something is stolen already, and it's Lav Bishus Habaylam, Lav, it's not Bishus, say the Morekoi, no one else could be a Ganav on that item. It's already out of the Bailam's Rishus. Gneva is, I take it out of your Rishus. It's already out of your Rishus. What am I doing?
It's also Tosus,
I'll give you an offer. One second. I'm not doing any more of a Gneva. And that which the Rav Chista says, that Ochloi is Ratzim Yizegoiva, Ratzim Yizegoiva, is not a din of Ganev, but is Midin Mazik. You ate my item. Gneva it can be. It's already Labishus Bailam Koi. But Mazik you are. You just destroyed my item. You ate it. You consumed my item. So I'll get you for Mazik. But I can't get you for Gneva. And the Mela Zakhtik Tais that as long as you don't eat the item, you're not a Mazik and you're not a Ganef. Mamela, you're a Tzadik. So you're not Mitzchayev. You're Kosheleidus. You did nothing wrong. I mean, I shouldn't say nothing wrong. You might be misayeh, encouraging them to steal. We'll see later on, Mirtz Hashem, a few simanim later. But you're not doing any aveira, memela, and you're not mischayev in anything. Memela, you're going to be kosher, ladies. That's the ktsois. Gevaldika means the ktsois is mechad. It takes on now a majichik. I go through shas now. That is, so once an item is stolen, you can never have another ding zayla on this item. Not a shoshul midas gazlan, not a regular gazlan. You can't. It's finished. And Rav Chista's din rasmi zayagoyv is midin mazik, not midin gzeilam.
So what when he uses this item?
Even if he uses the item,
they stole a car. He uses the car, and then 7 years later, he crashes the car.
Back. Right.
So now he's a mazik.
Oh, when he becomes a mazik at that point, that's mazik. But to cause man the chayv
is. It's not your neighbor. What is it?
Nothing. You can't be gnaving. Nothing.
You
may have a chiva shavas aved. You will have other problems, but you're not a ganav and you're kosher leidus. As I halt the ksois. The problem is. Okay, that's going to be a shah. We'll get to it. Belina, hopefully, if we have time, we'll get to it. The problem is that Rashi. is that Rashi over there, when he says Ratz Mizega, Ratz Mizega, Berechist is Din, spells out clearly, his Lashon is Nasa Ki Goizloi Mi Beis Bailam. The second guy who eats is like he stole from the Bailam. So it sounds like from Rashi, you are a Gazlan, not like Tiksais.
That's like the
Tavra Vishasu. This is the ksois of Tavra Vishasu. That yeshiva charade is this ksois. The Tavra Vishasu can't be Xayla, can only be Mazik. Comes along the Nesivis, and the Nesivis tailors the ksois and goes one step. He says like this. The fact that it was already stolen, he's moida b'mikset to the ksois, that you can't become another Gazlan if you're not moisif in the Xayla at all. So as long as you're just chaylikim a ganav, you sent the guy to steal and you got the item, you aren't moisif anything, no problem, you're not a ganav. But if you moisif, that is, if you were mishana the chayfetz, and now you're koina b'shinoi, so till now, it was the bailim's chayfetz, it's not b'shusay, it's b'shus the gazan. But now, because I was koina b'shinoi, I made it ois bailim's chayfetz, so I was moisif in the haitzah b'shus ha-bailim, then avad, I will become a gazan. Or, he says even more, even if I'm a shol shalim midas, if I use the item, shol shalim midas, I will become a gazan on it, because I was moisif in the gzela. First guy just stole it, and I actually used it, I'm being moisif in the gzela, at that point, I will be chayf. Because my I don't use it, and I'm not mishan in it. I didn't do anything. It's still labishus at the marikai. But mele, I'm not a gazan. So the fact that Rav Chista said Baruch Avachlo is a gazan is not a problem because I ate it. I was moisif in the gzela. At that point, I'll be chayvatz gzela and tavra b'shasi also. But as long as I'm just chaylik in my ganav, I'm a shaleach, I'm not going to be a ganav. And mele, that's why I'm kosher le'edis.
Yeah, the
Rivash
of Mashmi is always kosher. Going to just receive us to be.
Now, no, Ravacha says chaylik in a gan. Doesn't talk about a case with your mishana.
Yeah, Chalib is going to do something with it. He does. Zamash Mivach then becomes pasulatus later.
Right, it doesn't discuss that case. When we get to that case, we'll worry about that case. I don't know. Lemaisa is. In the Rishonim, is mashal not like the Nesivis as well. There's a Rashi in Kuf Tes Vavim and Aleph and Bava Kama that says someone who's a lekeach min aganiv. Lashon Rashi is. Something like that in Rashi. But you, the second guy, the guy who buys it from a ganev, is also a gazlin from the bailim. In that case, I wasn't moist of anything. I didn't eat it. I wasn't mishan it. I didn't use it. All I did, I bought it. Buying it from a ganev is also a gazlin. So you see, even that is considered maisa gzela. And it's also much like that in Rashi above Mitzvah Chesam Rav. Rashi says, when I'm mishalech somebody to steal, Rashi says, Ein shlich l'dvar avera, and the mishalech is potter mikefel. Or the achrenam mbedaik, vayistoyit, mishalech is chayiv bekeren. So you could say Rashi just means, because I have the item be'en. But stam Rashi's mashma, ksas mashma, that even if not, I am chayiv bikerim, because I'm a gazlan, but I'm not chayiv bikevol, because the halacha is a goinev min a ganev, or someone takes it out of a ganev's rishos, is not chayiv kevol, only a goinev mishus bailam. So a ganev sheni I am, because I got the item, but I won't be chayiv kevol, but I will be chayiv in keren, because I could be another ganev.
There's no difference if the second guy steals it from the first guy or the first.
Correct. The chay should not be any different. What should be the difference? We're going to spout. We'll see. It's also mafurisha taisis rid. Taisis rid in kofir aleph from the base over there in Rav Chista says lahedya that even a goyim and a ganav is potter mekevel, but avada a gazlan you are, and avada you chayv in keren midin gzela, not midin mazik, midin gzela you are a gazlan, you chayv in keren, and it's a kirit sefer as well. So meila. And kosher cane, I mean, if all these rides are not like the Nesiv, the kosher cane is not like the Ktsoyt. Ktsoyt holds that Pachlal, you can't have ever Gzela. Once a Labi Shutzim married, there's no such thing as any more Gzela. And from here, all the Yishanim be seen like that. The fifth Teretz is a different Mishpat, and he would like to be Mechadish, or Piyashita's Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor says that in that over there in Kufyat Aleph and Beis, when Rav Chizah says, Rotzim Yizegoyva, Rotzim Yizegoyva, Zokt the Baal HaMor, that's only when the second guy steals it from the first guy. But if the first guy gives it to the second guy to eat, his lashon is Hagazin is going to be chayv. Why? Because Hagazin is. Why? The haitzah, the gazlan. The haitzah from the shus is the gazlan. The fact that it was eaten, the gazlan made it to be eaten, because the gazlan gave it to somebody to eat. So you can't be mechayiv the second guy, you can only be mechayiv the gazlan. So the divrei mishpat over there in Sifkot and Beis, that's pshat. The Ramo Paskin, the Rivosh Paskin, like the Baal HaMor, basically, why? Who holds that din of ratz mitzvah goyv is only if the second guy takes it from the first guy shalei b'shus. But if he takes it from the first guy b'shus, then he's not taking it. It was fed to him from the first guy. You only could go after the first guy and not after the second guy. Now the problem is that truth be told, you look at the Baal HaMoed inside, you would not believe or think that exactly he meant what the Divrei Mishpat said. Because you could teach the Baal HaMoed simply, all he meant is like the Yad Ramah before. The Yad Ramah says that if the first guy fed it to me and I don't know it was stolen, then you can't go after me, you can only go after the first guy. Who says the Baal HaMoed is talking about where you knew that it was stolen goods? You think it's not stolen. The first guy fed it to me. Memela, I'm going to be potter. Had I stole it from the first guy, even though I don't know it's stolen goods, I'm going to be chayiv. Because I'm being mighty mashus the first guy, and Klapi Shmaya, I'm actually being mighty from the Bailam. Because it really is the Bailam, so I'm going to be a ganif. But if I'm given to eat, then I'm not a ganif. I don't think I'm doing anything wrong. I thought it was the first guy. So Memela, I'd be potter. And the Machne Ephraim Nehuchas Gzela Simin Vav Taka Taiches the Baal HaMoed that's talking about like the Yad Ramah that I don't know it was stolen. But if I know it was stolen, you can't go after me. If I know it was stolen, you could go after me. Memela, what's he saying? Another pshat is Afilum Tim Tzolaim. You want to take the Baal HaMoed to the next step and say the Baal HaMoed is talking about where, yes, even though I know it was stolen goods, but if I eat with the Rishus of the first Ganav, you can't be Machayiv me. I believe pshat in the Baal HaMoed is because he didn't give it to me to do whatever I want with the item. He fed it to me. He said, come, eat lunch by my house. You could eat lunch. So there was never so much of time. When I eat by his house, some pshat, I'm being moitzi from his rishus, bringing it to my rishus. I'm eating. Yeah, it's a whole shaila, a big tumult. But I'm eating his item. I was never moitzi from his rishus. I didn't really ever do a maisa gzela. He didn't give it to me for everything. He gave it to me to eat. He fed it to me. B'chai gav, the Baal HaMoed says, I'm not the one. It's the ganav who shahid tzioi by feeding it to me. But if I'm chaylik in my ganav, or I'm a shaleach, and I get the item, and now it's mine for keeps, and I can use it whatever I want, avad I'm a ganav, like it's mevu and all the other rishonim. The Baal HaMoed never meant that. And the Chazanish, you look in the Chazanish in Bava Kama, over there in Simin, I think it's Tezayin, hold on. Yeah, Tezayin Sifkon Chav Aleph. Over there, he has two pshat in the Baal HaMoed. The first pshat is maybe he means the Yad Ramah, and that's it. And even the second pshat, he says a different spin on it. But he also says only because the Ganav only allowed him to eat and nothing else, and they tried to do anything else with the item, he would just take it right back from him. He's in total, not in his control. So it's still in the Ganav's Rishus. It was never itzom, it's from the Ganav's Rishus.
You're not doing Geneva by eating it?
I'm not doing Geneva by eating it. I'm eating. Geneva means I'm moitzi from somebody's Rishus and brought it to my. I'm not bringing into my rishus. I'm eating his thing. I'm being mazik it maybe. Yeah, but it's even when he's allowing me to eat his item. It's his item that's in my stomach. All right, at the end of the day, it's not poshet at all what's going on. Why in the world am I kosher? Why in the world am I not chayiv? Kipshutai, from all these achronim, kipshutai, if I got the item, I'm a shalek, al-chayiv should be chayiv, and you have to say the Ramotzim, I didn't get it yet. But just from left field, we have a whole different reason why this rivosh is a pella. And I'll try to be messiah here, is that the Chuvis Maram Lublin, Simon Payalev, brings down this Mordechai, the rivosh, and he says, what do you mean? We have the Mordechai, which is what we learned before in Siv Zayin, that says, forget it. Let's say the second guy is not a Gazan. The first guy stole and could complete the Geneva by himself. But the second is the Messiah gets the item in his Rishos, he's now Chayiv by Shofes Aveda. Right now he's Chayiv by Shofes Aveda. Dalmi Ocha Geneva. You're right. Geneva not. By Shofes Aveda, yeah. So he says, every Chaylik and Maganav or Meshaleach to steal, and the Meshaleach gets it right now, L'chol HaPachas, I am now Chayiv by Shofes Aveda. I have something that belongs to somebody else, I should be returning. So I'm going to be Chayiv by Shofes Aveda. If I do anything with the item that I'm not supposed to be doing, I'm going to be Chayiv by Shofes Aveda. So Avad Agrimi is Chayiv. And he mutches and he says that which Rivosh says that you're not mischayev has to be talking about means not mischayev midin gzeila, but midin hashav as aveda vada you will be chayev if something goes wrong or you make something wrong with the item. Oh, so why aren't you pasayitz hashav? So first of all, maybe nothing happened yet, and the guard in the nesivis over there, Agav the nesivis in Simulam Adal from his Madura Kama to his Madura Basra. Madura Kama he nemzana could be chiva shav is only an asay and could be that's not enough to become Basel Eidus. He has svaras, why not? And in his Madur Basa, it seems like he was chayzer from it, and he holds that even Amidin HaShav Zaydi should be, and that's what Nesiv is. Even after his Pshatim, he says at the end of the day, Avad, you're going to be Basel Eidus. He doesn't explain what Pashas he means, because Amidin HaShav Zaydi, L'chalapah, because he got that. You're going to be Basel Eidus for that. I don't know what the Rivash, yeah, that's the problem. What's going on? One more to be Moisev on this thought of Ashavas Aveda, the Divrei Mishpat over there also brings out this Maram Lublin and says, Avada and this Ramad, Avada, you're going to be Chayavat Ashavas Aveda. But he wants to be Mechadish, and we'll be Messiah with this, he wants to be Mechadish that Ad Kan, you be Chayavat Ashavas Aveda, is if the Nigzal still has the ability somehow to go after the Ganav and get back to Chayavat. But if it's, let's say, we could establish it's impossible for him to ever get back his Chayavat from the Ganav. So he says, now that I take it from the Ganav, I'm a chelik of my Ganav, or the Meshaleh gets it from the Ganav, I will not be chayv Hashavas Aveda, because it's Zenenev Ezeloi Chosan. Since the Nignav, the Bailim, can never get their chayvitz back, if I wouldn't get involved, the Gazan will hold on to the chayvitz. So now that I did get it from the Ganav, I'm going to be potter, because Zenenev Ezeloi Chosan. It's a chiddush of the Divrei Mishpat. And I hold it's a...
Any other Aveda? The goddess has no idea where it is.
That's what I want to flesh out. Here, maybe someone could find it, someone could get it, he could find it. But I hold it's a Dovah Parcha L'Chayra, not like that. L'Chayra. You can't say Dovah Parcha, not like the Divrei Mishpat. L'Chayra. The Din HaZeneh HaZeh L'Chasa is the part of me from Hana. I'm a nana from it, so I'm potter because you didn't have a chasarn. Even if you want to say it works for mazik and gzela, so if you work like the lomdus of the achrenim, that you're a gazan sheni, so you can say, I'm not a gazan sheni b'chai gavna, because the gbailim can never get in, it's like zenev zelachas, I wasn't mechasan them at all. When bidina shavas aveidim, avada I'm mechiv to go after the chavitz, because when it's biyad the ganav zeshus, I'm mechiv to run after that chavitz, run after the ganav, get it from the ganav and give it back to the bailim. Kozman, of course, if he wasn't Miyayich, he wasn't Mafker, unless it's Zutu Shoyam. But barring any of that, as long as it's still established as the Bailam's Chavit, I'm a chiv to run after it. So how can you tell me, you saw it, how can you even establish ever it's Zeloi Chosa? What do you mean Zeloi Chosa? Zeloi Chosa means you can never have a... It is Chosa, because I'm a chiv to go and give it back to the Bailam, so you will be a Chosa if I don't do that. It means... I was supposed to do that, so the Baalim can still have the opportunity. And everyone is mechiv to run after the Ganav and get back the Chayfetz. So by me not doing that, I'm being mechasa my din on the Hashavas Aved to the Baalim. Avad al-Chay should be Chayf. And Koshikin, let's say I don't have the ability to snatch it from the Ganav's hands, but the Ganav now gave it to me. It's now my Rishos. I have the ability right now to return it to the Baalim. Right now, me din Hashavas Aved, I'm supposed to do that. And if I don't, I should be Chayf on Hashavas Aved.
It's more than that. Because now that I have the ability to make a chiv shava, right, it's not considered a case anymore where the guy can never get it back.
Right, correct. I'm saying right now he could come to me unless, no, I'll be the ganav, I won't give it back to him. But l'chayr, forget, don't be the ganav. You're supposed to be giving it back to him. V'chiv shava, and now he's a chasa, and now if you take and you don't give it back, l'chayr, you should be chayv.
Why wouldn't
there
be,
if
you're saying it's impossible to get back, why wouldn't there be?
That's it, Yishalei Midas. He doesn't know about it yet. That was his, one of his cases. Sorry?
Would you be able to get a refund for paying the ganav?
For paying the ganav. So that's got a different halakas. I don't know if we're going to learn, but if you're lokeik from the ganav, if it's a ganav before someone, not a ganav before someone, they made a takana or not, if you did a l'shem matzala or not, it's not so simple. Come clear the halakas.
Because the Shabbos Avedah is telling if you can get a hefsin.
Correct. Right, enochanami. See, one is, yeah, but chaylik amagani, you mean if I have to pay for it, so not mechiv na shavetz aveda. That's what you want to say. Oh, yeah, but that's not what he's saying. He's saying, because Zenin of Zeloi Chosa says, b'chagan, I won't be chayv al tashavetz aveda.
Right, also, here's me having hefsin,
you
give it back.
You'll lose a dinam. No, that's not a shavetz. That's not my dinam. Every shavetz aveda should say that. All right, there's more belinin, I guess we'll finish up next week. Akutavach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.